Lawsuit: Williams College suspended man for not dating woman after kiss. By Tom Sicata on March 6, 2020. A lawsuit filed against Williams College claims that administrators suspended a male student over his refusal to date one of his female peers after consensual sexual contact. Now, the accused student says that administrators at the college failed to listen to his side of the story. According to a report by the College Fix, a new lawsuit claims that administrators suspended a student over his refusal to date one of his peers after a consensual hookup. The report claims that accusations against the student, who has only been identified as John Doe, were the product of the restrictive cultural norms from the accuser's home country. The lawsuit claims that Doe never acted without his accuser's consent. Doe provided the court with the transcript from text conversations that took place after the pair's initial encounter. Doe's accuser said that she felt liberated by the experience. While John told Sally he was emotionally unavailable, he again asked to kiss her, and she agreed again. The suit claims that he asked Smith before initiating any new touching and did nothing without her consent. Sally expressed anger about what she saw as Doe's cultural insensitivity around their prior interaction, failing to seek a romantic relationship with her after showing physical affection. The lawsuit accuses Williams College of botching the appeals process as well. The lawsuit claims that the college failed to consider several pieces of important evidence that the accused student provided to administrators. Additionally, John claims that the college hasn't done anything to prevent his accuser from spreading false information about his behavior around campus. The appeals process was similarly deficient, John argues. After he submitted a detailed list of material omissions of relevant evidence and procedural errors, including Sandstrom's refusal to recuse herself as a close friend of his relative, the appeal was denied by Letitia Haynes, Vice President for Institutional Diversity and Equity. Meanwhile, Williams has done nothing to stop Sally and her junior advisor from spreading false information about him across campus, John says. Title IX coordinator Toy Camacho allegedly told him it would violate the spirit of the #MeToo movement to stop women from speaking out about their experiences. The lack of due process on college campuses is not a new concern for students and faculty. Breitbart News reported in December that a professor at the University of New Mexico is facing a potential one-year suspension after exchanging a series of flirtatious emails with a 30-year-old graduate student. Due process experts at the Foundation for Individual Rights in Education said that they considered the investigation into Professor Nick Flohr one of the most egregious cases of university malfeasance that they had encountered. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for more updates on this story.